Zelensky's warning. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. In his nightly address Sunday, Ukrainian President Zelensky saying that Russian military is launching larger operations in eastern Ukraine and that the coming week is crucial for Ukraine. The U.S. and the European Union condemning Russia's Friday missile attack on a train station in eastern Ukraine that killed civilians.
Russian missile strikes at a train station in Kramatorsk left more than 50 dead, five of who were children. Ukrainian officials say so many of the thousands waiting at the train station were just trying to get away from the fighting, with some even saying this is yet more evidence of Russian war crimes.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv, Ukraine. Russia denying that they were targeting the train station or any civilians. President Biden expected Monday to announce the nomination of the new leader of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, Obama-era U.S. Attorney Steve Dettelbach. The announcement comes as the White House and the Justice Department are trying to curb violent crime and gun-related deaths. The Biden administration will unveil its formal rule to regulate ghost guns. Police in Iowa investigating the shooting at a nightclub that killed two people and injured several others early Sunday morning.
Cedar Rapids Police Chief Wayne German didn't go into what led to the shooting, but based on the investigation, they have concluded
that there was more than one shooter.
Chief German added the shooting at the Taboo nightclub appeared to be targeted and was limited to the building. Chief German says the shooters likely escaped as people hurried to exit, but he believes at this time the general public is not in any danger. Cedar Rapids Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell expressed dismay over the incident.
Fox's Grinnell Scott in New York. World number one golfer Scottie Scheffler putting on the green jacket at Augusta Sunday after winning this year's Masters tournament. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Gas prices decreasing now, but don't expect that to last.
Gas prices fell 10 cents over the last 2 weeks to a new national average of $4.27 a gallon for unleaded regular, still $1.32 higher than a year ago. Trilby Lumberg, the publisher of the Lumberg Survey, says the decreases may continue for now, but does not expect them to last long term.
Because crude oil has been on a yo-yo, bouncing up and down.
Lumberg says OPEC has cut crude production instead of raising it as expected, and that the release of 1 million gallons a day from the nation's strategic reserves is not enough to radically affect supply. She also says demand is down.
In the second half of March, gasoline demand was lower than in the first half of March.
And if demand goes back up and supplies remain unstable, the price point could potentially go back up. Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
Inflation reaching a 40-year high in February. Kansas wheat farmer Vance Emke telling Fox and Friends Weekend about the rapid rise of the price of wheat.
Over the past couple of years, wheat prices have literally doubled. We've gone from $5 a bushel up to $10 and then $12 and then back to $10 a bushel. But never in my life have I seen commodity prices capitalized into our inputs, you know, like land, as rapidly as they are right now.
A new kids' film dethroning Morbius for the top spot at this weekend's box office.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2 sped to the top of the charts for its opening weekend, earning an impressive $71 million, according to studio estimates.
Hedgehog,
The PG-rated sequel easily besting the weekend's other major newcomer, Ambulance. Sonic 2 opened in more than 4,200 locations and surpassed the first Sonic the Hedgehog opening by 22%. Ambulance, the nail-biter about a botched bank robbery, got off to a bumpy start, estimated grosses just $8.7 million, opening behind Morbius and The Lost City.
Fox's Ann Carrick, the Batman, rounding out the top five. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.